USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasized the unacceptability of recent attacks on merchant ships, stating that they must cease. The Houthi rebels have been actively targeting commercial vessels as a protest against the Israel-Gaza war, causing disruptions in one of the world's busiest shipping routes. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season compared to the previous year. These peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. This development occurs amid a surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A powerful storm struck New England, resulting in four fatalities and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The region experienced strong winds and heavy rainfall Monday night, leading to the toppling of trees and power lines. Tragically, at least four individuals lost their lives, with two fatalities attributed to falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Power restoration efforts are continuing today following the week's East Coast storms.
According to the website PowerOutage.us, Maine's the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark at the height of the outages. More than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts and another 27,000 in Connecticut. Storms with heavy rain and damaging winds swept across the eastern seaboard Sunday through Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. In his remarks, he highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday was such a huge success on Netflix that now the spinoff has its own spinoff. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's in early development and this series will focus on Uncle Fester, played by Fred Armisen. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.